Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi. Is this Scarlett Rothwell Harris?
No.
This isn't Scarlett?
No, this is her daughter.
Is this Katrina?
Yes.
Hi. So we're just following up on a call that we had with you guys 2 days ago. This is Family First, and we got some information that you wanted to enroll Scarlett in regards to getting the waiver program for home care services.
Yes.
All right, so I'm just looking here on the notes. It says that you're applying, you're helping your mom out with enrollment, and George is also applying.
Yes, they're my parents.
Okay, so is George also going to be a patient with us, a participant also looking to get the services?
Yes, they live together, but they're both, retired and older.
Okay.
Yeah, so just to help them, when my dad has appointments and my mom has appointments, help getting there and medication reminders and things like that.
Understood. Now, my name is Shira. I'm going to be the enrollment coordinator going forward for the case. I'll be assisting you guys and helping you get the services.
Okay. What's your name again?
Shira, it's Shira.
Okay, give me one second because I got to write some things down.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. You said for Family First Health?
Yeah, Family First is the agency you're going to be working with, and I'm the enrollment coordinator. Until your parents get the authorization, you're going to be speaking to me directly to move it along and make sure that everything is running smoothly.
Okay. Can you spell your name, please?
Sure. Shira.
Okay. Sheila?
Shira, yeah.
Sheila. Okay. And your last name is Sheila?
Just last name initial is W.
W. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. I just wanted to so I can help keep
No,
remember.
I'm so happy because you're going to get a lot of calls, and it's just important that you're not doing anything double or too much because you're talking either to another agency or people don't know that you've already started the process. I've had it more times than not that people are, what happens is that other agencies end up calling, and my clients end up doing things double. So I don't want that to happen to you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now I'm also going to give you my direct line and my extension so you're able to reach me at any time. Just let me know when you're ready.
All righty.
Okay, so it's 267-551-7419.
Okay, yeah, it came up on my cell phone.
Yeah, and the
Okay.
extension is 119-119.
What's that? That's the extension?
Yeah, 119.
Okay.
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 Okay. So now let's just go ahead. I'm looking here at the notes. It looks like my colleague already gave the number for the IEB, for the independent broker number, to get scheduled.
I didn't get that number.
You didn't get that number. Okay. Are you with your mom right now, by any chance?
No, not at the moment, but I can be.
You can be.
So.
So, what the thing is, what I would recommend doing is the first step is getting. So let me just give you a quick rundown of what to expect in getting the process started to see if she's
Okay.
eligible. This is a state-approved program. That means that somebody can be chosen to be the caregiver for your mom and dad, and they can get paid for helping them out. Depending on how
Okay.
many hours they're approved and depending where they live, that's going to tell us what the rate they're going to get approved for. How to
Okay.
go about seeing if they're going to get approved for this is they have to go through a process of assessments, and they're going to have to submit some financial information as well as a doctor's form. All this is done in due time and goes along. That's where my job comes in. I'm walking you through the process, so you're not doing it alone.
Okay.
It can get a little bit overwhelming, but that's why I'm here to help you, okay?
Okay.
The first assessment would take place with the independent broker's office. You just give them a call, they open up a case for you, and they're kind of like the intermediary between you and the county assistant's office. The
Okay.
first step of the process is to see if they're physically eligible, and then the next is to see if they're financially eligible. Would you know if their income is more than $2,900 to $2,800 a month?
I don't believe so. No, they're both on like fixed income.
Okay.
Because they're retired. My mom gets definitely a fixed income from her retirement. She gets Social Security disability.
Uh-huh.
So she's on a fixed income for that. My dad as well is on a fixed income from his retirement. He worked many more years than my mom did. So his income is a little bit different, and he's also a veteran. So he probably gets, off the top of my head if he gets any money from being a retired Marine vet. I don't think so, because he was only a Marine for 4 years. So he might get a GI Bill or nothing like that. But they both are in retirement on fixed income, and I don't think they make that much. You know,
gotcha.
Their income together might not even come up to that.
Okay, fine. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to first work on Scarlett's case. I don't know. I'm going to check here if my colleague opened up another case. Your dad's name is George. What's his last name?
Harris.
George Harris. Okay, let me see here. All right, first step is let me give you the independent broker's office number. I would suggest you trying to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see here. So my colleague, I think Allie, excuse me, my colleague Allie is on the case for your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to be getting a call from her shortly, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be working on Katrina. Sorry, on Scarlett. So let me make sure
you spell her name right. Her name is Starlet, Starlet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Starlet. I see that now. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you the independent broker's office number. You just call in with your mom. They're going to ask you a series of questions, and then the end goal is for you to get scheduled an assessment. When you call them, you just say, hey, I'm calling to open up a case to schedule an assessment for my mom. You should be there with your mom present so they can talk to her, okay?
Yes, I'll do it. Okay, I can do that.
Okay, tell me when you're ready. I'm going to give you their number.
I'm ready.
All right. It's
877-550-4227. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to call in, and then I want you to go ahead and schedule that assessment. I'll try and be in touch with you Sunday to confirm, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much, Ms. Sharon.
Yeah, my pleasure. We'll be in touch. Be well.
All right, so we'll call today, okay?
All righty. Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah, I'll make sure that we call today. Thank you.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.